It is 3:07. Good afternoon and hallelujah. We can actually go back to visiting each other in our homes. Now, I've got to tell you, for once, for the first time in a long time, I was pleasantly surprised at what the Premier had to say today. I had thought that the visiting each other restrictions would be far worse, that maybe you would nominate one other family that you could go and see, and that would be it for the next couple of months. But no, we can now go and visit one other household each day. And it does not have to be the same household. You can visit your parents one day. You can visit your best friend the next day. Each visit counts as the daily visit for both the households, both the visitee and the visitor. But it's better news than what I was expecting, I've got to tell you. 96900 693. One of the weird things about it is that the Premier, well, there's two weird things. One is he's sort of hoping that people will wear masks in the home when people come over. I sort of doubt that rule isn't going to be either followed or indeed enforced by the police. But secondly, Daniel Andrews wants us to maintain a visitor's book. That's right, to write down who comes to your house, when they come, and presumably what their phone numbers are, just in case there's another outbreak. The visitor's book. We used to have a old family home in the middle of nowhere in Tasmania, and we had a visitor's book, and years later, someone else had bought the house, saw my name in it, and wrote me a letter. And I'd written in the visitor's book when I was like 12 or 13 years old. So there you go. They have a purpose. 96900 693 131332. Other things I want to look at today. Halloween. Now, I used to not really care for Halloween. As a kid, then we lived in America for 2 years. I thought it was great. Came back to Australia, forgot all about it. It's become a big thing again here over the next last 10 years. And I've got to say that my daughter every day says to me, is Halloween on or is it not? Now, just before we went to air, I checked the DHHS website. There's supposed to be an announcement this afternoon. Couldn't see anything yet. So, children, just hang fire at the moment. Just, you know, we don't know yet. I suspect the Premier will allow something. He's had his couple of glasses of Scotch whiskey last night. By the way, just on that, the Premier tweeted a photo of him with a couple of donuts, because, of course, donuts symbolise a day of zero cases. We've had two of those now. And he put a picture up of a half-drunk bottle of scotch, two whiskey glasses with scotch and ice in them. He's been absolutely slammed for this. I've got to say, there's plenty of reasons to slam Daniel Andrews, but having a drink at the end of a long day or a long 6 months is probably not one of them.